Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The center fielder, Ivy Shiver. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivy Shiver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. There goes Levy. The throw from Shang to Akers, and Levy is out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alexander for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Betancourt reaches second base with a double. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Betancourt scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shiver, who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Schult scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers misplays the ball. That's an error on Akers. Levy moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang strikes out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daljak throws the ball into Akers, who tags Betancourt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivy Shiver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiver is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Geringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Shiver moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McManus reaches second base with a double. Shiver scores. Geringer moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. Daljak hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Akers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-0 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Akers. Melillo moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Melillo moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Levy bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo scores. Stewart moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-1 in the game. Shang strikes out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Betancourt bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. Kress moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ivy Shiver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shiver hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Levy bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Stewart moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Akers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Daljak hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Akers hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Shiver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Shang and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang strikes out. 1 out. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Charlie Sullivan. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Koenig reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivy Shiver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shiver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Levy hits a line drive towards third. McManus catches it and throws to first to double up Stewart. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.